He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. It seems like I haven't seen everybody in a couple months, but it was only a week. I apologize about last week's show. I actually had it recorded, but let's just say I had some travel difficulties that lasted more than a day and all other kinds of stuff. Everything that can go wrong went wrong. I was actually in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and let's just leave it at that. I could not get the show out no matter what I did. I couldn't get it done. I just said, I can't do it. I can't do it. So here we are. I will make up for it. I promise you. Unlike other podcasters, this is episode 165. Some people skip 165 and go to 166. Not me. I go to 165. So anyway, if you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, every Thursday evening, Arizona time, usually between 9 and 11 o'clock-ish, I come up with a brand new episode of the Gadget Professor, and what we do is we bring you each week a new review of some cockamamie gadget that we hope you will like. It could be electronic in nature, it could be not electronic in nature, and we also bring you free software, free apps, and some free tech news, and we hope we give you an enjoyable half hour-ish plus or minus. This week I have so much material, honestly I can do 2 hours, but I'll spare you. I'm only going to try to keep it to around a half hour thereabouts, because Mike doesn't want to do any more because he's busy. So let's get right into it. If you want to watch the Gadget Professor, it's easy to do. You could join the 170 people, 170 countries around the world that watch the Gadget Professor, and thank you so much for doing that. Welcome. Easiest way to do it is just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You'll come to our webpage and you will see the episode. Scroll down, you'll learn a little bit about what we're going to talk about each week. And then if you scroll down, you hit the play button, boom, you will see the Gadget Professor. You can watch us on iTunes, your iPad, your iPod. Just Google the Gadget Professor and you'll find me. No question about that. Any glass surface, we're on there, even the Samsung TV. And we have our own Roku Box channel. So if you have a Roku Box, check us out there. You can watch us on the big screen. So one of the things you might want to do is when you get to our webpage, this is almost a must, folks, just scroll down to the newsletter button, click on the newsletter, put your email address in, and what that will do is it will automatically get you the show notes. The show notes are put out, posted immediately after I put the episode up on Thursday evening, and what it is essentially is you will get an email that says the Gadget Professor Show is ready to watch, and everything that we talked about will be in written form. You'll have a little hot link where you can click on the URL to go to the product or the article that we discussed. And that way you don't have to keep accurate notes when you're listening and watching the show. Just sit back and relax. Every week I get a letter from somebody saying, hey, do you remember you did a gadget on that? Remember you did a show on this? Remember that app? And I remember it, but I don't remember what show. So that's why it's neat to keep the show notes handy, because they'll help you out. Also, you can go and talk to me really on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. So that would be Facebook.com/TheGadgetProfessor. And I post all kinds of pictures and interesting things on there. People ask me questions, and you can also ask me questions by email 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. That would be TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. I do try to answer all my email. It might not be the same day, but I will definitely get back to you. So feel free to write me suggestions. If you have a product that you manufacture or are involved with that you'd like to have on the show, just drop me a line. We'll arrange that for you. Comments, additions, and subtractions, whatever you want, send the Gadget Professor an email. We had an email this week from Mr. Don Church, and he is looking for a streaming solution, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. I have a very, very cool gadget slash story with a cliffhanger ending today, and we'll take a quick pick on channel, we will take a quick peek at the gadget on camera two. There it is. It is called the Transporter Sync, and it is an amazing device, and we'll get to that shortly. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, And that would just be at Gadget Professor, at Gadget Professor on Twitter. We tweet probably 100, 150 times a day. And what do we tweet about? Gadgets, of course. Whatever is new in technology, the second it comes out, we have people that watch for this stuff all day long and they tweet it. And if you want to see what it looks like, go to our Rebel Mouse page. That would be RebelMouse.com/Gadget Professor. We take all the tweets the second they come out within 2 minutes. It's actually up on our Rebel Mouse page, totally free, and you can see all the gadgets. If something is of interest to you, you can just click on it and it'll give you all the information you want to know. So this this page, our Rebel Mouse page, /Gadget Professor, that will be in the show notes, has a wealth of information. It's really cool. So let's get into some tech news. A couple weeks ago, of course, I covered my favorite remote camera for remote viewing. There's two kinds of remote viewing, by the way. There's remote viewing that the cameras do, and then there's a very esoteric kind of deals with metaphysics, phenomenology, and existentialism. It's a different type of remote viewing. I'll get into that some other day, maybe on a different show completely, not the Gadget Professor show. But anyway, I love the DropCam, and DropCam was, of course, bought out. Nest, the people who make those thermostats and some other robotics, bought DropCam for 555 million smackers. That is a lot of money. It is also a great camera, and they're still selling them. I have no idea what they're going to do with them. Rumor has it that they may incorporate the thermostat, the drop cam, and a bunch of other technology all rolled up into one. And rumor also has it that they're going to get involved with appliance technology, which could mean that your refrigerator, your toaster, your TV, on and on and on. Any device that you have in your home or your kitchen could be remotely controlled. That's what you can do with their thermostats right now, and probably also incorporate the drop cam technology, which I said is excellent. But wow, $550 million. Woo! A lot of money. Now, this is to me, it's a very interesting story. And I'm just bringing it to your attention. One, because it's interesting. And two, I happen to know this guy. And this is a movie, and it's called Tim's Vermeer. We've all heard of reverse engineering, but reverse engineering all the way from the 17th century, that's something else. There's also the question of why would one want to do such a thing, given the state of the indoor plumbing during that time of that period. So bottom line, there is a Dutch master, Johannes Vermeer, who did paintings. I think you've heard of him. And there's a gentleman who I actually know, and you may know of him. His name is Tim Jennison. And Tim Jennison was the founder. Here he is right here in the upper left-hand corner. Tim was the founder of a company called Newtek, and they make the devices called TriCasters. So if anybody's slightly in this business at all, they're going to know the name Newtek, and they're certainly going to know the name TriCaster. And Tim was the sole inventor behind that. Brilliant man, very nice gentleman. And his passion has always been to make a movie. So believe it or not, he's actually friends with Penn Jillette, Penn and Teller of magician fame. They actually produced the movie with Sony. And I watched a little of it. I didn't get a chance to finish it. I've been absolutely insanely busy the last couple weeks. But it got almost 4 stars, which is pretty good, especially for a movie like this. It was fascinating. I'll probably finish it up tonight. And I think you should give this a look. It's a very interesting movie. He actually figured out how Vermeer was able to paint in the realism and the 3D back in the 17th century. And he can't paint at all, but when he figured out the technique that Vermeer used, he actually recreated paintings that will blow your brains out. So it's a great movie. I think it's on Netflix, and a bunch of other streaming options are available, and it might still even be in the movie. So, you know, check that out. It's pretty interesting. Now, speaking of interesting, I've always had an interest in medicine and medical breakthroughs. It's always fascinated me how things come about, if you will. And this is a brand new breakthrough, and this is jaw-dropping stuff. This is stuff that's never been achieved on the face of the planet. This is personalized immune therapy for leukemia. It's a breakthrough therapy. It was developed at the University of Pennsylvania. And basically what this is for those people who have leukemia, there's now a great hope for them because this is targeted therapy and it will actually treat the cancer. And it's not like chemo. There are very few side effects, if any at all. Obviously, I'm not a doctor and everybody has individual situations. But in general, these types of immunotherapy, or what's called genotyping, is now what's used today to treat all kinds of cancers. And they have just recently come out with a new type of cancer that will treat very severe brain carcinomas, similar in nature to this type of therapy. And they've had phenomenal results with it. In fact, it's going to be approved by the FDA, I think, in 2 or 3 months. And it gives a lot of people hope where they had no hope. And beyond hope, it's actually been quite effective. And now they're starting to use this in certain types of lung cancers. They're experimenting with it. So I have my fingers crossed and hope that this drug helps a lot of people. It's astonishing what they're doing. And actually, they feel that the whole cancer industry, if you will, if you want to call it that, in terms of research and development, is moving away from the chemos to targeted therapies, which will deal with your specific genealogy. And they'll actually take a sample of the tumor, do what's called a genome typing on it, and it will give you the whole DNA strand, and then they'll figure out what the chemistries are that will best work against that. And a lot of science there, and a lot of people, millions of people, and many years of research and development and money to get to this point, but we're finally seeing small breakthroughs. Very, very exciting. Speaking of exciting, here's a situation where two technologies, electronic technology and medical technology, have joined up together. And I remember reporting maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, that they were actually able to print a human ear using a 3D printer. I'm not making this up. This is actually true. And 3D printing is going to revolutionize, I think, the way we live starting now. They just were able in the last couple months to print 3D blood vessel networks out of sugar. And essentially, this was something that they could not do, but they have a 3D printer now. And bioengineers have been steadily advancing towards the goal of building lab-grown organs out of patients' own cells, but few major changes remain. One of them was making vascular blood vessel plumbing system that delivered the nutrients and removed the waste from the cells on the inside of the mass of the tissue. Without these blood vessels, interior cells quickly suffocate and die. Long story short, this article will be in the show notes. They've actually managed to do that, and it's fascinating. Really, really cool. All right, let's move on. Where do you buy your stuff from? Do you go to Best Buy and buy it from Best Buy, or do you go to Best Buy, see if you like the device, and then you go on the internet and buy it from B&H or Amazon? I'm a little guilty of that. Actually, I'm so guilty of that, I don't even go to Best Buy unless I absolutely have to get something now. Because I live in Arizona, we have Fry Electronics, and I've been known to frequent that store. But here's an interesting thing. You know, Amazon is probably one of the lowest priced companies out there in terms of selling their goods. So if you're going to buy, a camera, a point-and-shoot camera, you're probably going to get a better price on Amazon than you would at Best Buy or Target or something like that. If you're buying something more, electronic in nature, like a hard drive or something, you can buy it at Costco, you can buy it at, BJ's, you can buy it at Target, on and on and on. But Amazon is going to probably be one of the places that's going to be the lowest price. You're not going to significantly overpay. So now comes a company called Price Jump. This is a free app. Just dial it up on any web browser. It's called Price Jump. It's www.savings.com/pricejump. It will be in the show notes. But does Amazon have the lowest price or not? So basically, you enter an Amazon product page URL. You stick that URL in this empty space here. You click go, and it's going to tell you who has the best price. So it will give you an X. Don't buy from Amazon. We found a better price. It will give you an explanation point. It's close, but we still can save you some cash. Maybe it's a buck or pennies. And last, it will give you a green check mark, and it will say buy from Amazon. They have the best price for this item. This is totally free service. Just came out. Check it out. I think you'll like it. I've used it. pretty interesting. Rolling right along. Hey, are we having fun? Do we have a lot of information here today or what? Moving right along, this is a free app. It's available on the Android platform and also at the Google Play Store. So you can get there for your Android materials, or you can go to the App Store on the iOS, the Apple side of things. And what this is it's a calendar on steroids. And life goes beyond meetings and appointments. Your calendar should too. Up To, that's the name of this calendar, Up To, gives you a more complete view of everything coming up that matters to you without the clutter. Discover important events ahead of time, plan accordingly, it's your calendar, but it's better. And what this will do is, it has two layers, this calendar. The front layer is your existing calendar, and the back layer includes calendars that you follow based on your likes and interests, and you can expand your calendar to reveal the back layer of events by just pinching it or touching it. It shows you on this page how to use it. From your favorite sports teams and TV shows to your upcoming concerts and even people in your life, Up To has you covered. Discover thousands of calendars and follow the ones you care about. This is the part I like, and I think the part you're gonna like too. Get this. This syncs with your existing calendars. Up To works with Google Calendar, iCloud, Outlook, Facebook Events, and any other calendar that syncs with your phone. Add an event into Up To and it automatically appears on your web or desktop calendar. And the price of this is well worth it. It's free. Check this out. If you're into calendars or want something that will sync back and forth, this is definitely the way to go. It's really well done and works very easily. Now here's a company that's trying to tail off Aereo, and you remember Aereo was a company that just lost its case in the Supreme Court. They were a company that essentially sold you a little dime size antenna, and that would allow you to receive their broadcast, which would be rebroadcasting TV. You can check the court case out. It's in one of the show notes that we have, Aereo, and interesting case. Now, Simple TV is very similar in nature, and this is supposed to be a device that will allow you to network in your house. So if you want to watch TV in different areas on things that you had on your computer, whether it's Mac or PC based, simple.tv may be for you. You can watch and record live TV from your Chromecast, Roku box, iOS, Windows Phone 8, and Android device. The whole planet DVR. Wouldn't it be great to watch and record live sports, news, and the best news TV shows the same way you watch Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu? With Simple TV, you can. Simple TV is your own private server, recording, dishing up a great live HD TV up to five of your friends and family at the same time, no matter where they are. So you can stream with this. Simple TV is a lovely little box that sits on your home network, connects to an aerial antenna or clear QAM cable, and streams TV to your devices, plus records to storage that you can attach to it. So you essentially attach the antenna, plug in your hard drive, sit back and watch. This box starts off at about 200 smackers, and here is a diagram to show you the various places that you could stream and watch your TV. So you might want to check that out. I'm a little leery of it. You have to read through it yourself. I personally haven't tried it. I don't own one. I'm not inclined to get one yet because of, I think, copyright infringements. However, it's on the market. It's for sale. It's totally legal. And you also have free apps on the App Store. Excuse me, Google Play, the Roku Box, Kindle Fire. And there it is. So check it out. It really gives you a detailed synopsis of what it will do. What can I watch? Chances are the best looking HD is available for free. Most of us don't realize, but broadcast TV is available for free for much of the country's population. It might seem like a retro way to get TV, but it's the best kept secret ever. So what they're suggesting is that anything that's broadcast, obviously if you hook up a big HD antenna to your roof, you're going to get a number of NBC, ABCs, things like that. You're not going to get CNN, I'll tell you that. You're not going to get Fox News, I'll tell you that. But if it's free and it's out there, this supposedly will relay it to you and do some other things. So you can check it out. There's a video that tells you how it works, and I'm not going to take too much more time with it other than to bring it to your attention and you can check it out in the show notes. And now we go to a cool app that I just happened to stumble on. It's a very cool app. This is the smartest way to send your files from point A to point B for free. It's free for the Mac, it's free for Windows. And what this will do, it's called Infinite, and two ways to share your files, one unique experience. You can send your files to other people who have the Infinite software, which is free to load, or you can just send a link to someone and have them go, just click on the link, and they will be able to get your files. Send a contact or send an email address. File sharing is now more social than ever before. You can create links that can be shared anywhere on the interwebs, email, Facebook, Twitter, forums, so on and so forth. You'll have a dedicated web page that you'll have your own username and password to, and your files can be accessed by anyone that you have sent a link to. Infinite is way more fast than a lot of other companies that they say 100 megabytes of photos for free over the internet, 2 gigabytes of video on the same Wi-Fi channel. So you can check this out. Download all your files with one click. With Infinite, you can download the files the second they're sent to you. All of your received files are saved straight through the straight to your download folder. And if you're receiving audio or videos, here you go. You can stream the media even before the download is complete. So it's streaming as it's downloading. That's a real interesting feature. I have not tested that yet, but this thing is jam-packed with stuff for free. Unlimited size files, any file, any type. Sharing big data is now easy and free. It's fast. Our peer-to-peer technology allows you to send files faster than anyone else. We guarantee it. Frictionless, just drag and drop. It's that simple. I can even figure that out. Peer-to-peer, no servers. That is cool. There's no servers. If there's no servers, no one can attack it. No one can get it. No one can steal it. No one can hack it. There's no servers, so that means, of course, there's no NSA. You can use the app. Have your files end-to-end encrypted. Links, generate links to your files and share it in a tweet, an email, anywhere, anytime. Recipients can download files directly without the app from an email. You can pause and resume. This is amazing. Disconnecting from the internet doesn't stop your transfer on the app. You can play any media as soon as you accept the file transfer. So once you accept the file, it will start streaming and or start downloading. And you can tweet, email them anytime. The support is part of the experience. You'll never have to think about how to share your files again. Download Infinite, totally free. You will thank the Gadget Professor for digging this one out. It is very cool. And I did transfer a couple files and it worked, bam, like that. Love it. Now here's another freebie for you. Look at, it's almost good that I missed last week. Look at all this information I have for you. This is put out for free again by AVG. Make your social networks as private as you want. One dashboard for your Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn privacy. AVG privacy fix. How much are you really sharing online? Facebook, Google, and more than 1,000 other companies collect data about you online. Until now, there's been no easy way to understand and control that data that they collect. What this app will do, AVG privacy fix, checks your privacy exposure on Facebook, Google, LinkedIn with one click. It takes you to the settings where you can fix and control what information they're gathering. You can block over 1,200 trackers from following your movements online. See the websites reserve the right to sell you. Some websites will take that information and sell it. This will prevent them from doing that. So there's a bunch of things that this will do, and very easy to use, totally free. They do have a more expensive version that you can pay for. But quite frankly, the one that's free does just about everything that I think you'll need. So again, check that out. And now, we're not going to go to the gadget of the day. I've got one more killer app for you. This is a killer app. It's called Tails. And I'll make it real simple. Tails is a live operating system that you can start on almost any computer from a DVD, from a USB stick, from an SD card. The purpose of it is to completely and anonymously protect your privacy. So you will be able to use the internet anonymously and circumvent any kind of censorship. all connections to the internet are forced to go through what's called the Tor, T-O-R network, which is 99.99999% secure. It leaves no trace whatsoever on the computer that you're using, whether it's a Mac or PC or even a Linux, but Linux is a whole different story. It doesn't leave any traces unless you say to leave some traces on there. And it uses the state-of-the-art cryptographic technology tools to encrypt your files, emails, and instant messaging. So rather than going through a whole dissertation, which I could do on how this works, I'm going to give you the easy, understandable way in which this works. Let's just take a USB stick. Everybody knows what that is. You load this software onto the USB stick. You start your computer, put the USB stick in before you start your computer. It will boot from the USB stick and it will give you essentially a browser. It will hook up to the internet and you can surf, you can download, you can upload, you can email, and when you're done, you pull out the stick, no one even knows you were there, end of story. So if you have a need for something like this, it's free and it works extraordinarily well. I've tested this out. It works in a snap, real easy. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure, privilege, and honor to show you the gadget of the day. We will take a close-up on camera two. This is called the transporter. The transporter, we'll stay on that shot for a minute or so. The transporter sync turns any external USB drive into your own private cloud. Private cloud, your own private cloud, featuring all the same sync, access, share, and protect functionality. The transporter is a compact form factor that will cost you starting at $99. $99, that's what this costs. Now, I will direct you to the page. This is actually made by a company called, the folks that make the Drobo make this. And they're not new at this technology for sure. And here's the box that it comes in on camera two. Here's the actual device, and we're going to take a close-up. Now, this is brand new. I don't think this has been out a month yet. It's brand new. And when I saw it, I said, wow. Here's a device that is very small, looks like a hockey puck. It's got really cool lights, and you know the Gadget Professor loves lights. And it's very simple to hook up, very simple to hook up. I called the company, they couldn't have been any nicer. I talked to the product manager and I said, does it do everything it says it does? This is almost too good to be true, especially at $99. So here's the box, here's what it says on the back of the box. I'm gonna read this to you. Transporter sync, and you can see the picture of it there. And it's so simple to read. Get a close-up of that mic on channel on camera two. I mean, there it is. It has a picture and a description of what it will do. And I'm going to read that to you right now. So the first thing it says, sync. Sync all your files across all of your devices. Understandable. Access. Access your files from anywhere on any device. Anywhere on any device. That means I could be here and Mike can be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Why not? And he can access the files that are shared on this device. Upload, download, kind of neat. Privately too. You can protect. This will back up all your files with ease. So if I want to back up my laptop or my desktop or whatever the files is, my music files, I can back it up to my own private cloud. And I have access to it anywhere. Share. I can share photos. I can share videos. I can do music and more. So, movies, I can share JPEGs, pictures with friends and family. Easy enough. Now, here's the one that made my mouth water. I went, this is very, very, very cool. Mobile, and this is what it says. I'm going to read you exactly what it says. Mobile, stream terabytes of data on your smartphone or tablet. I'm going to read it once again. Mobile. Stream terabytes of data on your smartphone or tablet. Now, what that means to me is if I have my smartphone or my iPad or my tablet and I have a Mickey Mouse movie or cartoons that I want to watch, I go up to the website that this is on, put my username and password in, click it, And if I've allowed someone to share those files, I can click a button and I can stream the movie wherever I am. What comes to mind is a company that was called PogoPlug, and they did almost everything this did, but PogoPlug does not do as good as it. Let's not even talk about PogoPlug. I'm not happy with their products at all, but for $99, made by Drobo, this is very cool. So you also can collaborate, privately collaborate with coworkers, so you can share files and work on different pieces of it, which is very interesting to me because we have video files that we produce and different people might want to use those files to do some work on them, edit them, and then put them back up, and then the next person use them. So there's a lot of uses for a device like this. Now, again, I called the company. They couldn't have been nicer. I purchased this. This was not given to me. I bought this. I own this. It's mine. And they did a great job. No kidding. Really amazing. Now, let's take a look at how it hooks up. You can see the lights, and basically there is red, green, and blue lights to choose from. You don't have a choice, but these are the indicator lights to tell you what the status is, what's going on with this actual device. Now, we'll go to camera two because you're not going to be able to see it any other way. On the back, there's basically three connections. This one's the power supply, and you see the lights went out. This is plugged into an outlet, and I'm just plugging it in here, and that's that, okay? The second thing that comes with this, actually, you don't even have to buy it, is an Ethernet cord, and that's going to plug in like so, and that's going to plug into your router or into a switch, okay? And that's pretty simple. And the last thing that's actually here is a USB plug, okay, USB socket. And right there, you would plug your USB in like so, and the other end of this, of course, would go to your USB hard drive, whatever that may be, up to 3 terabytes. And that's pretty much it. Now, when you actually first time hook this up, there's some setup to do, but it's very simple. And what they did, and we'll go back to camera two, they did a nice job because on the inside of the box, here's the instructions. We'll get a close-up of that for you. There's the instructions. So what the instructions actually say is, this is simple to hook up. 1, 2, 3, 4. One, you're going to connect the USB drive. So that means that here's the USB drive, and this end here is going to plug into the USB drive, and that's it. This can be anywhere up to 3 terabytes, all right? So you plug that in first. It's a good thing I read the instructions because it's so easy to hook up. You just plug things in. Now, here's the part that I didn't read, but before I turned everything on, I just took a quick glance, and boy, am I glad I did. This was the actual drive that I was going to hook up, and as I mentioned, I was in Narragansett, Rhode Island. This is the portable drive that I put in my pocket and take with me so I have all my files and stuff on it. So I had plugged this into the device, and here's what it says, and it's in black, it's in bold, and you can't miss it unless you don't look inside the box because there's no instructions except on the box cover. Could have been made a little bit easier. The other thing that they did do, and I give them a lot of credit for this, is on the USB socket, when I got this device and it was new, there was a piece of black tape over it. So I'm looking at it and I'm going like, whoa, where do you plug the USB in? Like, where is it? And then I realized there was a piece of black tape and it said, I think it said, read this or caution. So that immediately tipped me off. I got to read something. And that's when I looked at the instructions. So I peeled the tape off and there's my USB socket. And obviously that's where the USB plug is going to go into. Now here's the part that you better pay attention to. First time you connect your USB hard drive, it will be reformatted. That means all the information on your USB hard drive will be erased. So if I would have plugged this in and I came within a millimeter, within a second of doing this, if I would have turned this on, this would have been blowing out. All my files on here would have been reformatted and gone. Not a good thing. But of course, you know the Gadget Professor has us backed up in 3 other places and it wouldn't have been the end of the world. But for those people who do not, this would have been toast. It would work, but your files are gone. Step two, connect one end of the Ethernet cable into the back of the transporter sink and the other end to your router. Easy enough. Step three, connect the power cord to the back of your transporter and power up the adapter. Simple enough, man. Just plug it in the wall. It then lights up, and it says here, this process is going to vary from a few minutes to an hour depending upon the size of your drive, and that makes total sense. During this time, the ring will flash blue and green. So Right now it's flashing red because I have nothing plugged into it, but it absolutely immediately, after a minute or so, it booted itself up and it was just solid blue. And then as soon as it started reading the hard drive, it actually started blinking blue and green. It took about 20 minutes. I actually went out and purchased a 3 terabyte hard drive just so I have 3 terabytes of my own private cloud using this transporter. And by the way, Costco, if you're near Costco, has a 3 terabyte Seagate backup drive, 3 terabytes for $100 this week. Phenomenal buy. Anyway, so this is the device I was going to use, and I didn't care if this was reformatted because I bought it specifically for that. So easy enough. It went blue, it went green, it went blue, it went green, and then when it was done formatting, it turned blue. And that's it. You're ready to go. Now you go in and you create an account. It gives you a web page and you pick a username and a password, easy enough to do. And that's it. That's all there is. They also give you a card that shows what the different colored lights mean. I don't know if you can see that on camera too, but it's just a little card and it says if it's blinking green, it's starting up. If it's red and blue, it's formatting. If it's blue, it's idle. If it's blinking blue, it's transmitting data. If it's yellow, it's low on disk space. If it's red, there's no disk space, which is why you see this thing blinking red, because the disk isn't plugged into it. And if it's red and yellow, there's no internet connection. And this is blinking yellow too, there's no internet connection. So that's a handy little card. Now, here we go. You basically connect and this is what you get. Now, I have to tell you, I tried it 2 days ago, couldn't get it to work. And it had it, obviously it's me. So yesterday I was calm, cool, and collected, and I tried it, and I easily saw the drive on the website. I then went to my iPad, and there's an app you can download for free called Transporter. I put that on, put my username and password, and boom, I got right into it. Now, here's what happened. I saw the file, I put a movie up. What this requires you to do, and it gets a little complicated, is it makes you, it doesn't give you a choice, it creates 3 folders for you. One folder is what's called a transfer folder. Anything that's in the trans folder resides on this external hard drive, and you'll see it anywhere you are. The other folder that it does is a shared folder. That's local on your local hard drive. You can't see that if you're away. Not a big deal. Actually, it's handy because if you're running a file locally, it's going to run faster. So the files that are here are files that I want to share, stream, and or store, and or backup. Easy enough. So it forces you and it actually puts on your computer a transporter file, and then you make a what's called a library file. Okay, so you have a library file and you have a shared file. Let's leave it at that for this time. The library file is what actually is being shared. It's your library. The shared file, I believe, is actually sharing your files that are local, but you can't see them. So you're able to put files in it locally. It's kind of a backup, so on and so forth. So what I was able to do on my iPad was see the movie, and I clicked on the movie expecting exactly what they said here. Stream terabytes of data on your smartphone. Well, I clicked it and immediately it said download. Well, I don't want to download, I want to stream it. I don't want to download all these movies on my iPad. I just want to stream the movie. Well, I tried and I tried and I tried, and I suddenly realized it ain't me. So I called the people back and I spoke to them about 4 times. They knew me, and I have to emphasize, they were courteous, polite. They couldn't do enough for me. So I just said, I'm having some technical issues. Could someone help me? And they said, sure, what's the problem? Well, the first thing that was confusing to me, and still is a little confusing, is why these 3 files? And why isn't there some documentation on it? It turns out there is documentation on the web, which you can go in and read. Here's the part that drove me insane. I said, I'm reading the box, and it says right here, mobile. Stream terabytes of data on your smartphone and tablet. I said, I can't stream. The second I hit that file and I could see all the files, it's not streaming, it's downloading. I don't want to download. I want to stream. That's why I bought this. Well, there was a long pause and silence, and they said, it doesn't say streaming on the box. And I said, it does say streaming. She said, I'm going to get the box. And again, everybody was very polite. I can't emphasize that enough. And she got the box, and she read it, and she said, yeah, it does say stream terabytes of data on your smartphone or tablet. She goes, well, that could be taken a couple ways. I said, no, it can't. It could only be taken one way. Streaming terabytes of data on your tablet or smartphone is streaming. That's it. So there was a long pause, and she said, let me talk to the tech people. So I waited for a couple minutes, and she came back and said, well, it does. And I said, well, how do you do it? She said, the unit you have is old and doesn't do it. And I said, I just got this unit. This hasn't even been out in the market for a month. And she said, well, they looked at the technology and they've made some changes to it, and it's an old unit. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, again, they were very polite and they were very honest. And I said, well, does it work? And she said, oh yeah, it works. I said, well, how am I supposed to find that out? So I had to ask them. They didn't offer. I had to ask them, will you please send me a unit that works? So I don't know why they're selling this. I don't know why it's grossly misrepresented on the box. And the truth of the matter is, I want my money back for this because it doesn't work. Next of all, I'm supposed to be able to create links so that I could send a link to Tom, Dick, Joe, Harry, Susie, whoever. I can't create links on it either. It's not letting me do that. So why they would sell a box that they know doesn't work, or why they wouldn't contact people and tell them they're sending them a new one, is beyond my comprehension, and I'm a little annoyed. Again, everybody was very polite, very upfront. They admitted it was a little strange. I think it's more than a little strange. I do not have the new box yet. I'm waiting to see it, and I will certainly give it a brand new test from scratch, and I will report back to you. So I'm not trying to create a fight or an argument with anybody. I'm doing my job as the Gadget Professor. I really wanted this to work, and I'm hoping that it will work, and I'm expecting that it will work. But how this can be on the market for a month, maybe 2 months, knowing that it's not working, having the description on the box, and then calling them and having them not even know, the person that I spoke to, not even know that it doesn't work. But when I asked her specifically, does it stream, she goes, well, yeah, but not the one you have. Come on. So let's see what happens. As I said, it was a cliffhanger this week. If I were you, I would love to watch the next episode, or whenever that gadget comes back here. I will again give it an honest review because I really want this thing to work. The price point is great. You also can buy a unit for $200 or more that has a hard drive actually built inside this. So that's another great option. So the price is good. The setup is good. The software seems to be okay. It could be a little bit easier. I'm not worried about that. But what I am worried about is I cannot stream on this unit, and I want to be able to stream. That's what I was promised. That's what I bought it for. And hopefully I'll get a new unit and it will work. And hopefully anybody who may have one of these and is having problems, give the company a call, and I think they will be very happy to send you a new one. The other thing that was strange is I'm not sure they have new ones. So we shall see what happens. I hope you enjoyed today's Gadget Professor show. I enjoyed bringing it to you. I will see everybody next Thursday on The Gadget Professor. Have a great week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.